This Is Where I Want to Be, written by 42 Do Not Panic and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel fic featuring the relationship Clint Barton / Bucky Barnes. Living in a shared college dorm room was complicated in a new and different way. It took Clint a while to get used to it. He enjoyed it. He enjoyed living with people who were in a similar place to him. It didn't matter that he was older than most of them. They were all here for the same reason. It didn't matter that he was trans. He wasn't the only one anymore. There was a community, and there was a mutual understanding. But as much as Clint enjoyed living in the dorms, sharing a room wasn't always easy. And it wasn't made easier by the fact that Clint's hearing had gone to shit so many years ago. It wasn't made easier by the fact that Bucky had been in an accident a few years ago, leading to serious injuries, including the amputation of his left arm and leg. It wasn't made easier by the fact that Clint struggled to focus and pay attention, especially after a long day of classes. It wasn't made easier by the fact that Bucky's anxiety and PTSD left him overwhelmed and high-strung more days than not. It wasn't always easy, and Clint knew that living with Bucky, and for Bucky to live with him, was harder than it was for most other people on their floor and in the entire dorm. But very quickly after they had first moved in together, Clint realized that he wouldn't want it to be any other way. As annoying as it was to not have his own space, Clint didn't mind sharing his room with Bucky most of the time. He enjoyed spending time with the other boy, and as they warmed up to each other, Bucky seemed to as well. They got closer, and over time, polite small talk turned into actual conversation. And over even more time, conversation turned into flirting, and then into Clint making a bold step. "Bucky," Clint purred, possessively grabbing the other's jaw while still taking care not to bring him off his fairly precarious balance without his cane. "Stop thinking for a second and just tell me what you want," Clint smirked, his tongue darting over his lips as he looked down at the shorter man. Bucky let out a breath, looking up at Clint, his eyes gone dark and big. It was clear that no one had treated him like this in a long time. "Please." It was only one word, but it was more than enough to tell Clint that he was reading Bucky and the tension between them the right way and hadn't been making a fool of himself all afternoon. "Then let yourself have this, pretty thing," Clint said, taking a step closer and carefully moving his free hand to Bucky's hip. "Trust me that I'll listen. Trust me that I'll be careful with you. And trust me that I won't treat you like you're frail or fragile." He trailed his hand along Bucky's jaw, then rested it on his other side, and looked around the room for a second to think of the best way to do what he had in mind. "Do you trust me, Bucky?" Clint asked, studying him carefully. Bucky gave a small nod, but there was insecurity in his eyes. "I do, but..." "No but," Clint breathed, taking a half step closer. "Just let me take over thinking for a little while." Bucky swallowed roughly, but he nodded again. "Can I pick you up?" Clint asked, softly tightening his grip. He could just feel the edge of the prosthetic socket below his right hand, and he could tell, just by the angle of Bucky's hips, that the other wasn't putting much weight on the prosthetic leg. Bucky gave another nod, then opened his mouth to speak. Before he could get another word of worry out, Clint had already moved, tightening his fingers some more, then going down for a split second to get momentum before lifting the shorter man. Bucky reacted automatically, reaching his arms, real and prosthetic alike, around Clint's shoulder and wrapping his right leg around his hip instinctively as he let out a short burst of delight. "I've got you, pretty boy," Clint purred, placing a soft kiss on Bucky's neck before taking the last few steps to his bed. When Clint found the edge of the simple wooden frame with his shin, he leaned down, laid Bucky on his back, right hand moving down to straighten out the prosthetic before climbing over Bucky. "You're so gorgeous," Clint muttered, brushing a soft kiss onto Bucky's throat, just above the collar of his oversized hoodie. "Please, Bucky." Clint softly cupped his face again. He was leaning on his stronger arm, cradling Bucky's hips with his knees, his body pressed as close to Bucky's as he could without losing his balance and putting weight on him. "Trust me. Trust yourself. Give this a chance." Bucky's face displayed worry, maybe even fear, but he nodded once more, his right hand moving up Clint's side and slipping under the bottom hem of his hoodie where a strip of skin was showing. "Kiss me," Clint breathed, more an offer than a demand. Either way, Bucky followed immediately, pushing off his right elbow and his left shoulder to close the distance between them and lock their lips in a soft, long-overdue kiss. "Fuck, I needed that," Clint groaned when they parted after a long moment. "Please tell me there's more where that came from." "I can't promise you anything," Bucky sighed. I haven't done this since." He trailed off, slightly shifting his left shoulder and tightening the muscles in his back so that the elbow of the prosthetic reactivated and moved into a 90-degree angle. "I know," Clint nodded. He carefully carted his right hand into Bucky's hair, the left still carrying his weight. As Bucky let the prosthetic sink back down onto the sheets, Clint continued. "I won't force you to do anything. If you say stop, we stop. No explanation needed. If you don't want something, or if you're not ready, then we won't do it, and I won't push." Bucky nodded again. "All I want you to do is try," Clint said, offering a crooked smile. "I want you to listen to what you want, what you need, not what you're scared of, and not what you think you can't have." "It's not that easy, Clint," Bucky sighed again. "That's why you try, Bucky." Clint studied him worriedly. "I know it's hard. Everything about this is hard. But I want you. I need you, Bucky, and I want to show you just how much." He brushed a soft kiss onto Bucky's jaw, feeling soft stubble, barely more than a 5 o'clock shadow, against his lips. "I'll try," Bucky nodded, closing his eyes when Clint kissed his jaw again. "That's all I'm asking for." Clint smiled, running his hands through Bucky's hair and carefully pulling the hair tie out of his messy bun. "God, this is hard work," he chuckled, rolling off Bucky and shaking out his arm for a second. Chuckling, he turned his head to face the other student, then reached his hand out to lock his fingers with Bucky's, softly trailing his thumb over the back of his hand. "Hey," Bucky muttered, looking back at Clint. "Hey," Clint smirked. "You're pretty." "I'm scared," Bucky admitted. "I've never shown anyone." Clint didn't say anything. Instead, he sat up, grabbing the edge of his sweater and pulling it over his head in one smooth motion. When he lay back down, Bucky was raising an eyebrow at him, a nonverbal, "What the fuck are you doing, Barton?" "Just look," Clint answered, not shrinking under Bucky's glare and going against all his instincts as he didn't hide his body and his scars from his friend. Bucky frowned, but when Clint just looked at him, mirroring his earlier worry, he sat up, pushing himself off the mattress with his good arm. Bucky looked at Clint's face for a second longer, then trailed his gaze over Clint's chest and stomach, his bare arms and shoulders. Clint couldn't look at Bucky as he took in every mark, every scar, every scrape, every burn mark, every cut. After a moment, Clint felt the mattress shift under Bucky's weight. Then he felt a warm hand on his shoulder. Despite how soft the touch was, it made him flinch away as he couldn't see where it came from, and his brain played its most vile tricks on him. "Hey, it's just me," Bucky muttered. When he pulled his hand back, Clint caught his wrist, placing his fingers back on his skin. "Don't stop," he said, his voice slightly hoarse as he blinked back a few tears. "It's nice, it hasn't always been." "You get to say stop too," Bucky said. "I won't hurt you. I won't do anything you don't want." "I know," Clint nodded, looking up at Bucky now, his eyes starting to swim with tears. I Can we not talk about this and just leave it at, my life was pretty shitty before I finally got to live on my own? Yeah, Bucky agreed, softly squeezing Clint's shoulder. But if you ever want to talk, I'm here, okay? Clint nodded, swallowing hard to try and stop himself from crying at the memories. After a long moment, when he was mostly sure that he could speak without crying, he continued. I didn't show you this to make you feel bad for me, he muttered, biting his lip as he looked up at Bucky again. I want you to know that I don't care that you have scars and that you have shitty dark parts in your life. I care about you. I care about now. Bucky nodded, giving a weak half smile. I care about making you happy, Clint chuckled, embarrassed about how sappy he was sounding. Bucky sighed again, sinking back down into the mattress and turning his head to face Clint. Nothing about being an amputee and wearing prosthetics is exactly sexy, he said. I can't just take off my clothes and hop into bed with you. Now, Bucky's eyes were starting to get too wet, and his voice was rising at least half an octave as he started talking almost too fast for Clint to understand. Even just taking off my clothes is work, because everything keeps getting stuck, and I only have one working arm, and my entire leg is stiff and stupid, and the knee keeps getting in the way, and the socket keeps getting stuck, and... Clint cut him off with a kiss. He knew it was a bold move, especially given that they had only done this once before, but he knew that there was barely anything else that could stop Bucky once he started spiraling like this. When Clint pulled back, Bucky just stared up at him. A few tears were clinging to his lashes, but he had stopped rambling, and he didn't look like he was about to start crying anymore. Huh, gotta remember that one, Clint muttered, then softly cupped Bucky's face. We're taking it slow, okay? You tell me what I need to know, and we go from there. Bucky nodded once again. He tended not to talk when he was nervous and wasn't currently spiraling. It takes however long it takes. And just because something you have to do or think about because of your disabilities is unconventional doesn't mean it has to be a bad thing, Clint promised. I know it doesn't always seem like it, but I can be patient when it's important. This made Bucky chuckle, and he ducked his head a little. You're worth waiting for, Buck, Clint smiled. I'd give so much more than just a few minutes of extra time to make you feel safe and wanted. Bucky smiled softly, then turned his head to brush a soft kiss on Clint's hand. Tell me what you want to do, Clint prompted. I'll follow your lead. When Bucky considered for a moment, but didn't answer, Clint added, If you want me to leave while you get ready, that's okay. No, Bucky shook his head. I'm tired of hiding. Clint smirked softly, moving out of the way so Bucky could sit up and shift to the edge of the bed with some effort. For a moment, Bucky just let his gaze trail around the room, then looked at his bed, his cane leaning against his desk, and Clint sitting next to him on his own bed. Can we do this on my bed? Bucky asked hesitantly. I know I have everything I need there, and then I don't have to deal with getting over there later. Sure, Clint nodded, getting up when he caught Bucky's glance over to the desk and grabbing the blue patterned cane to hold it out to Bucky, handle first. Bucky looked up at him for a second, then took it and pushed himself back to his feet. He winced slightly, staying in one spot for a moment until he found his balance before walking in slow, uneven steps across the small dorm room to his bed. Clint considered his sweater on the ground for a second, but ultimately decided to just kick it towards the laundry pile before following Bucky and sitting on the mattress next to him a moment later. Hey, Clint said again, nudging Bucky softly on his good shoulder. Hey. Bucky gave another one of those crooked half smiles. You want me to just shut up and let you talk, or no? Clint asked, just to be sure. If you want, I can explain stuff to you. Bucky shrugged with one shoulder. It's not really complicated, and I don't mind talking about it. Okay, Clint smiled. If I'm rambling too much, just tell me to shut up, though, yeah? Yeah. Bucky chuckled, softly shaking his head, as if I didn't already do that at least 5 times a day. Clint shoved him softly, grinning and relaxing somewhat at Bucky joking despite the anxiety that was obvious in both of them. You really want to do this, huh? Bucky asked then, studying Clint worriedly again. Yeah, Clint offered what he hoped was an encouraging smile. I really want to see the hot guy I've been living in like 18 square meters with all semester, without all those very unnecessary layers of clothes. Bucky scoffed, but chuckled, rolling his eyes and shifting a little. His right hand was digging into the sheets, and despite sitting on his own bed now, he still had the cane balanced between his legs, ready to grab it and get up at any moment, like he usually only did in crowded areas. "Hey," Clint said, once more. This time, his voice was soft and sober, as he turned so that his body was facing Bucky. "I like you," he said plainly, "and I can tell that this is hard, and I understand that." Bucky nodded. "I want to do this," he said, frowning and sighing. "I just don't know if I can have this anymore." "I think you do," Clint offered a smile and scooted a little closer. There was still enough space between them that neither was in the other's personal space, but the gesture was there nonetheless. "It takes more patience, but you're worth it," he repeated. "Bucky, you're worthy of the time and patience and care and gentleness that it takes to deal with your disability. Everyone is." Clint trailed his hand through his hair, pushing it away from his hearing aids. "I am too, and it took me a long time to learn that." Bucky was biting his lip, and Clint swallowed hard before he could continue. "I think it's no secret anymore." He looked down to his bare chest, covering his scars with his arm for a moment, before reminding himself that Bucky knew they were there now anyway. "That I was abused. A lot. And for a long time. I had to unlearn a lot from that, and that's a big part of the reason why I'm older than anyone else in our year." Bucky reached out, softly resting a hand on Clint's knee, this time making sure the older boy saw the touch coming before they connected. "I'm sorry that happened to you." "Me too," Clint nodded, sighing. "And I'm sorry people treated you in a way that made you feel like you're not worthy of love anymore." "It's not pretty," Bucky muttered, almost too quiet to be heard by his friend. Clint just gestured over his chest. "And you think this is?" he asked, almost challengingly. Bucky ran a hand over his shoulder, slipping it under his sweater and grunting softly. He closed his eyes, then opened them again to study Clint for a moment, before he faced forward and spoke again. "I was in an accident," he said. "A bad one. And I got injuries." He scoffed, laughing coldly as he repeated himself in place of better words. "Bad ones. I lost most of my arm, a good chunk of my leg. I have scars, not just from the amputation itself, and I have limited strength and mobility on my bad side." He looked at Clint, insecurity clear in the lines of his expression and body. "I don't use the cane because I'm down one leg. With targeted PT and enough practice, I should be perfectly able to walk almost normally by now, even with this." He knocked on the socket of his prosthetic through his jeans, then leaned down to untie the laces of his right boot. "No 20-year-old would use a cane every day, even at home in his admittedly very tiny dorm room, if he didn't have to, Bucky," Clint said, resting his hand on Bucky's knee in turn. "I trust you to know what you need, what you can and can't do, and where you need tools or help or have to do things a specific way, even if it's just so you feel safe and in charge and control." He looked over at his desk and bed, at the small flashlight, the charger and replacement batteries for his hearing aids, and the oversized sweater hanging over his chair. "I have those things too. There are things that I will never do, and things that are hard or simply impossible for me because my hearing is shitty. And that's okay." Bucky nodded. His right hand had moved to his shoulder again, feeling over the harness of his prosthetic through the fabric. But instead of leaving it there or simply moving his hand away, Bucky now reached for the back of the neck opening over his head. With some effort, he pulled the thick fabric over his head, then let it slip off his arms, one after the other. He was wearing a plain black t-shirt and over it a simple harness of black nylon straps that wrapped around both of his shoulders. The prosthetic arm itself was black as well. The hand, the only part of it that Bucky showed to the outside world freely, was covered in a rubber-like material, and the arm itself in what Clint guessed was carbon fiber. "There are different types of full-arm prosthesis," Bucky said, his voice breaking, but he was also clearly trying to fill the silence to distract from just how nervous he was now. "This one is a combination of mechanical and electric," he continued, running his hand over the harness and turning to show Clint what he was talking about. There are wires in the harness that detect when I move the working muscles in my back and shoulders for the basic functions, but there's also some more high-tech stuff in the arm itself that does, like, grip strength and gyro and whatever. He trailed off in a sigh. That's kind of cool, Clint answered carefully. Yeah, Bucky sighed, but smiled faintly. It kinda is. Come on, nerd, Clint teased him softly. Admit that there's a part of you who wants to take the whole thing apart just to figure out how exactly it's working. Bucky blushed, but didn't answer as he fiddled with a part of the harness where the strap was connected only by Velcro and pulled it apart with a deep breath and a noise that made Clint wince slightly. Sorry, Bucky muttered, giving his roommate a sheepish look as he shrugged off the harness and pulled the prosthesis off his arm. The stump that was left was shorter than Clint had expected and covered almost entirely when the sleeve of Bucky's t-shirt slipped down. While Bucky pulled the shirt free from his jeans and then pulled it over his head with a soft grunt, but with an equally smooth motion as the first time, Clint tried to watch him without staring or making him uncomfortable. I don't have a lot of use left, so most of the muscles are atrophied, Bucky explained, or maybe warned, as he let the soft fabric slip off all the way. As he had said, and as Clint could already tell while it was still covered, the remaining part of Bucky's left arm was thin, mostly bone with little muscle or padding. There was a scar running down over the end of it, and a long one down the back and over Bucky's side, from where it spread to his chest and back. Bucky caught Clint's gaze as it trailed over the scars, carefully curious, both at the marks themselves and at Bucky's otherwise fairly toned and mostly untarnished body. I had some surface injuries that made trouble while healing, he explained. Nothing major, but my body was already so wrung out that everything took longer to heal than expected. He was fidgeting, picking at the skin on his fingertips and a small scar on his hip, just above the waist of his jeans. You're very hot, Clint said. The words had left his mouth before he could stop them, but once they were out in the otherwise silent room, he didn't regret them. Bucky scoffed, but Clint just shook his head. He was eager now, shifting on the mattress and trailing his gaze over Bucky's chest and stomach. The younger boy was slouching, the muscles on his stomach relaxed and mostly hidden by his position, but Clint could tell they were there. No, really, Buck, Clint insisted. Sit up straight for me. Show me what you got. Clint did the same, flexing his shoulders to show off a little himself. Come on. Bucky glared for a second, but finally just rolled his eyes and sat up straight. He wasn't bulky or overly cut, and there was a clear, visible difference between his stronger right side and the left. But at the same time, he was fit and fairly lean. His body was defined, if not overly muscular. Look at that, Clint muttered, having to stop himself from reaching out. It should be a crime to hide all that. I'm not hiding that, Bucky gestured to his stomach and chest, raising an eyebrow at Clint. I'm hiding this. He shifted his weaker shoulder, the short residual limb, and the scars that marked his side. Before Clint could reply, Bucky sighed again, then ran a hand through his hair to fix it after taking off his clothes. I was an athlete, he said, looking at Clint, relaxing back into a half-slouch again. I was always a nerd, and I like technology and all the crap I'm doing now, but I was always an athlete first. I was always fit and strong. I know that my looks aren't half bad. Clint scoffed softly. But I know the difference between people staring because they think you're hot and people staring because they think you're a freak, Bucky added. And well, Clint could understand that. You're not a freak, Bucky, he said softly. But people look at me like I'm one, Bucky swallowed hard. Because I'm a 20-year-old who can't walk without a cane. Because I can barely make it from one class to the other on time and without needing a break. Because I have an arm that's, if not useless, at least 100 times more complicated for most tasks. Clint didn't know what to say to that. Bucky was quiet for a moment, then sighed. Sorry, I know you're not one of them. I just wanna... Clint blushed, running a hand over his face. He wanted to make Bucky feel good. He wanted him to be confident, and he wanted Bucky to see himself the way Clint did. But Clint also understood that it was hard to fight against the voices of all the people who had hurt him before, echoing endlessly in his own head. He scoffed. "I just want to beat up everyone who makes you feel like this." "Thought you're against violence," Bucky teased. "Some cases are different," Clint decided. "It's like, I'm a pacifist, but if I see a transphobe or a Nazi, I will still punch them." "Fair," Bucky laughed. He was clearly still uncomfortable sharing so much of himself, but Clint could tell that he was falling more and more into a truly relaxed position, his back slightly bent, the weaker muscle on his left not supporting it as much. "What do I have to do to make you feel safe and confident?" Clint asked. "At least here. At least at home." "You're on a pretty good way, I think," Bucky blushed, running his hand through his long hair again. "That's good," Clint smiled. "I don't want to make your life harder because you're worried about my reaction." He looked around them for a second. "Honestly, it must suck having to share a room." "It kinda does," Bucky nodded, then started smirking. "But I got a pretty cute roommate, so that helps." He softly nudged Clint's shoulder. Clint blushed, hiding some of his scars under the guise of running his hand over where Bucky had touched him. "Come on," Bucky smirked in a somewhat surprising burst of confidence. He pushed himself to his feet with his cane, but then leaned it against his bed and started undoing the buttons on his fly. "I'll show you mine if you show me yours." Clint scoffed and rolled his eyes, but he also followed Bucky's lead, getting to his feet and slipping off his jeans and boxers in one go. Bucky frowned softly for just a second when his glance caught at Clint's crotch, the soft, blonde hair there, and his dick, showing only partially through it. Clint resisted the urge to hide or just cover himself up. Instead, he just shrugged softly, bit his lip, then said, "Testosterone," with another shrug. It's hot," Bucky answered a little hesitantly, finally managing to slip open the last button on his fly. He froze for a moment, studying Clint, who was just kicking his clothes to his side of the room and onto the laundry pile, where his sweater had ended up as well. When Clint looked back at Bucky, the younger boy bit his lip, then shifted his weight to be almost entirely on his right leg before starting to work the fabric down his legs. The black jeans gave way to black briefs that were quickly replaced by a socket of the same carbon fiber-looking material that Bucky's other prosthesis was made of. When most of the socket was free, Bucky leaned down a little, pressing a button on the side of it and shifting his hip. "This one works with suction," Bucky explained, catching his balance against the nightstand before pushing the socket off and pulling his residual limb out at the same time. "There's a one-way valve in the socket to create a vacuum seal when I put it on, so I have to let air back in to take it off." Clint nodded, watching Bucky drop back onto the mattress unelegantly. "There are other systems, but..." Bucky shrugged. He had leaned the prosthesis against the bed frame and was now pushing his jeans off. Bucky kicked off his boot, then slipped out of his jeans and put both prosthetics on the floor next to his bed. "I got a fairly simple leg, but..." He shrugged, one-sided. "I kinda don't want to talk about it." "Yeah, fair," Clint nodded, offering a soft smile despite how awkward he felt still standing in the middle of the room, fully undressed. "Regretting that you took off your boxers already," Bucky teased, tracing his hand over the light gray liner that was still covering his residual limb and pulling down the leg of his briefs on the other side. "I," Clint started, shifting uncomfortably and biting his lip. "Come, sit down," Bucky chuckled, pulling his blanket closer to non-verbally offer it to Clint. "It's enough when one of us is uncomfortable." Clint sat down, pulling the blanket around his hips while biting his lip again. "This okay?" "Yeah," Bucky nodded, smiling weakly. "I want this, it's just..." He checked the alarm clock on his nightstand and sighed. "Buck," Clint breathed, pushing himself onto one knee to move closer, and not even caring that the blanket slipped off his hips again while he grabbed Bucky's jaw and turned his head so the brunette was facing him. "I want this. I want you, Bucky, and I'm ready to wait as long as you need." Bucky smiled, letting Clint pull him into a soft kiss before letting go again. "This helps keep the suction," Bucky explained, pointing to a silicone lip on the liner before starting to slowly roll the whole thing off his leg. "And the liner helps protect my leg. You saw the scars on my arm." Clint nodded, humming a wordless confirmation. This is worse. With those words, Bucky pulled the silicon off his skin, then put it down on top of the empty socket of his prosthesis before shifting so Clint got a better view of his residual leg. Like with his arm, the amputated side was significantly weaker than the other, and there was a surgical scar running across the tip of the residual limb and a more ragged and uneven one winding its way across the skin to vanish into where Bucky was still covered by his briefs. "Looks fine to me," Clint offered, smiling softly. Bucky was fidgeting again, picking at the skin of his hand and bouncing his leg on the floor. "Hey." Clint got up, leaving the blanket behind entirely as he stood close to Bucky and cupped his jaw again. "Tell me what you're thinking about, pretty thing," Clint purred, catching Bucky's hand with his and softly guiding it to his hip. "Tell me what you want to do with me." Bucky's fingertips trailed over Clint's skin and traced the line of his hip. His other arm twitched, as if his subconscious hadn't entirely caught up that there was nothing there to reach out with. "It's okay, you can touch," Clint chuckled fondly, catching Bucky's wrist again as the younger boy tried to pull away. "I want this," Clint whispered, quiet but without hesitance or insecurity, tipping Bucky's head up again. "I trust you." "Can we lie down?" Bucky asked hesitantly, looking up at Clint with worry in his eyes. This feels broken. "Whatever you want, honey," Clint smiled, tracing Bucky's jaw once more before taking a step out of the way so he could shift onto the bed. Bucky slipped off his sock, then shifted his body to the middle of the mattress, half sitting up against the headboard. He struggled a little, not getting quite enough leverage on his left side to make the motions fluid and sinking away twice. By the time he was sitting in a position he seemed to be comfortable in, his chest was moving a little too fast, and he swallowed around a dry mouth. "I had several broken ribs, and my lungs aren't doing great," he explained with a sigh. Clint simply smiled, still standing next to the bed, but his shins now touching the edge of the bed frame. "Where do you want me?" he asked, tilting his head a little as he trailed his gaze over Bucky's mostly naked body. "What do you want to do?" Bucky asked back, insecurity and almost something like fear causing his voice to break a little. "I want you to be comfortable," Clint answered. "If you don't have a preference, I think I would just see if we can manage to squeeze into this stupidly narrow dorm bed next to each other, but if you have a better idea, I'll follow your lead." Bucky considered for a moment, but finally shook his head. Instead, he spread his legs, bending the right to make space in the middle of the bed and softly tapped the mattress. "Come here," he asked, tilting his head in an attempt to look confident. "Course," Clint smirked. He could see Bucky was starting to get hard now, the bulge under his briefs starting to swell. It seemed like he was finally starting to convince himself that Clint's affection wasn't just for show, to tease him, or limited to what could almost appear normal, until Bucky started to peel off his layers of protection. Clint climbed onto the mattress, kneeling between Bucky's legs and tilting his head with a fond smile. But Bucky shook his head. His tongue darted out quickly, then he bit his bottom lip, all while nudging Clint back up and patting his thigh. "I want to touch you," he admitted. "Oh," Clint muttered, smirking even brighter than before and scrambling in a slightly uncoordinated flail of limbs. He easily brought his left leg over Bucky's right, wrapping it around Bucky's hip, but left the other propped up on the bed for a moment. "I trust you. I'm not afraid of your disability," he assured Bucky, his expression and tone serious, but affectionate at the same time. "But I need you to tell me if something is hurting you or making you uncomfortable or just not working for you." Bucky nodded, licking his lips again. He didn't answer. Instead, he shifted slightly, straightening out his back against the pillows and using his residual limb to nudge Clint's right leg simultaneously. "Starting to get needy, huh?" Clint asked, winking as he also rested his second leg around Bucky's lean frame. Bucky nodded, still a little shyly, making Clint smirk again. "I like it," Clint decided. "I like it when you ask for what you want." "I want to touch you," Bucky muttered, softly resting his hand on Clint's thigh, with his fingertips just skirting the most sensitive part of Clint's inner thigh. "Then you should do that," Clint answered, keeping his voice quiet. The situation felt too intimate, now that they were this close to each other again, to speak at normal volume. "How do you..." Bucky started. He was biting his lip again, and his gaze darted down to Clint's crotch, then back up to his face. "What do you like?" "The only thing that's different," Clint said with a fond chuckle in his voice, "is the size. It's still all the same bits, and they work just the same." Bucky was blushing, ducking his head a little. "Sorry, I..." "Have you done this before?" Clint asked, softly nudging Bucky's head up and resting his free hand on Bucky's. "Not with a trans guy," Bucky shrugged, giving his roommate an apologetic look. "And with a cis girl?" Clint asked, trying to dial down his amusement over Bucky's nervousness so as not to make him feel bad for it. This time, Bucky nodded, and he was biting his lip again. "Like I said, it's still the same, it's just shaped a little differently, and sometimes I like to call it my dick," Clint told Bucky, cupping his head and making eye contact for a second before leaning in for a soft kiss. "Just do what you feel is right," Clint whispered into the space between their lips when they parted, and softly moved Bucky's hand down his thigh and up his leg until their fingertips touched the curly hair there. "And I'll tell you if I don't like something." Bucky whined softly at the loss of Clint's lips on his, leaning up to chase the kiss and freeing his hand from Clint's guiding touch at the same time. "So needy," Clint chuckled, pushing one hand into Bucky's long hair and pulling him into another long kiss with the other hand on his ribs. Bucky hummed happily, the sound vibrating through his throat and chest and making Clint smile into the kiss. Bucky opened his mouth, drawing Clint in and distracting him with tongue and teeth as he trailed his hand in and down, softly, slowly, and still a little hesitantly, starting to tease Clint. Clint moaned softly, breaking the kiss only to rest his forehead against Bucky's and moving his hands down to Bucky's waist for a little bit of extra support. "That good, hmm?" Bucky asked, shifting carefully so Clint's head was resting left of his own, softly spreading him open at the same time. "It's been a while, okay?" Clint muttered, turning his head and starting to brush soft kisses on Bucky's neck and shoulder. "Finding a cute guy who's okay having sex with someone who looks like a guy and has equipment like a girl isn't that easy." "I've been right here the whole semester, you know," Bucky teased, tilting his head away to give better access and carefully pushing two fingers into him at the same time. "I don't care what equipment you have as long as you're not an ass about it." "Pfff," Clint scoffed without heat. "You know how hard it was to get here? I've been trying." "I know." Bucky nodded against Clint's shoulder, resting his head there and closing his eyes for a moment. "It was kinda hard to miss." "Well, the subtle way wasn't working," Clint shrugged softly. After a moment of simply enjoying the touch of Bucky's warm skin and his surprisingly clever fingers, Clint added, "I'm glad it worked out." He brushed a kiss on Bucky's neck, ran a hand into his hair again, and nipped softly on his skin. "I know how much it means that you trust me like this." "Are you always talking this much?" Bucky asked, in a somewhat successful attempt to hide his nervousness behind teasing. "Some people manage to shut me." Before Clint could finish the sentence, Bucky moved his hand, starting to fuck into Clint with two fingers, while also starting to rub his enlarged clit with the ball of his hand. Clint's words turned into a whine, almost a cry, as he tipped his head back in a wave of pleasure. "Up, fuck, Bucky!" "Oh, you're a loud one, hmm," Bucky continued teasing, the tension starting to leave him again as he saw how easily Clint was falling apart under his fingertips and in his lap. "If you keep doing that," Clint groaned, already slightly out of breath. He leaned forward again, going back to placing hot kisses and gentle love bites all along Bucky's neck and shoulders. Bucky's touch, and the calluses he had on his hand from using a cane daily, were sending soft shivers through Clint's body. "Buck," he asked, breathless and needy now, but still wanting to check in. "Marks?" "God, please," Bucky all but whined. He leaned his head back, baring his skin, his throat, and pulse points to Clint. "Go wild." "Fuck yeah, you don't have to say that twice," Clint chuckled, leaning in and pulling Bucky closer against himself. He gently supported Bucky's left side with an arm wrapped around his ribs and shoulder, the hand resting on Bucky's neck. It was less of a conscious decision, as it felt right. It felt like it was the best way to get as close to Bucky as he could without having to let go of him ever again. Clint trailed his lips, teeth, and tongue over every bit of Bucky's skin he could reach, alternating between gentle kisses and bites just sharp enough to leave skin reddened and make Bucky whimper and moan softly. While Clint explored his friend's body with his lips, tongue, and teeth, coaxing soft sounds just at the edge of his hearing range from Bucky, the other kept his motions slow and deliberate. He moved in long but almost torturingly slow strokes, running the ball of his hand over Clint's dick at the same time as he pushed into his G-spot. It only took a few repeats of that until Clint's exploring lips and hands turned into sloppy kisses and fingers digging into Bucky's skin and holding onto his hair. Another stroke or two later, Clint was breathing heavily. He had his eyes pressed shut, his head hanging on Bucky's shoulder, and it was easy to tell that he was holding himself back, though Bucky wasn't sure for whose sake. "Let it out, pretty boy," Bucky told him, brushing a kiss right on the most sensitive part of Clint's neck to make him squirm a little. "You don't have to hold back, you know." "What if—" Clint panted, blinking his eyes open to try and look at Bucky, but regretting the decision and almost immediately closing them again. "What if people hear?" "This is a dorm building, honey," Bucky chuckled fondly. "It's a house filled to the brim with over 500 students. You might not be able to tell, but for us hearing people, it's basically impossible to walk down the hall without hearing someone have sex in one of the rooms." Clint grunted and opened his eyes again, this time to glare at Bucky for a second, very unhappy about knowing this. "I'm just saying." Bucky stole a kiss while Clint was facing him. "You're by far not the only one who does it. Might as well enjoy it, right?" Clint considered, holding himself back for a moment longer, but finally decided that Bucky was right. Besides, people would be able to tell that it happened by the marks on Bucky's neck alone, so what was the point of hiding it now? "That's much better," Bucky hummed, when Clint let go of his reins and simply let himself enjoy Bucky's touch on his most sensitive parts. "Let me hear that pretty voice of yours." At first, Clint was still quiet, but within moments, his voice grew to soft cries of pleasure as he started rocking his hips against Bucky's hand, wordlessly begging for more. "Who's needy now, Bucky asked, teasing Clint for a moment before he gave in. Bucky sped up the motions of his hand, twisting his wrist with surprising skill and agility without looking, as he started painting a matching pattern of bites and bruises onto Clint's pale skin. Clint was on the edge as soon as Bucky's teeth connected with his skin, and the constant rhythm of Bucky's fingers, the friction and pressure on his clit, and finally the sharp but gentle pain on every bit of skin Bucky could reach sent him flying over it in seconds. Bucky kept going for a moment longer, drawing out Clint's moans and reveling in the feeling of Clint's hands wandering, almost uncontrolled over his skin, until he started squirming and his moans started turning into wordless complaints. "Shh," Bucky breathed, wiping his hand on the sheets before softly wrapping his arm around Clint's back and pulling him to fully lie against himself. "It's okay, doll. I've got you." He reached around Clint, wincing softly as their weight shifted onto his bad side, but managing to catch a light knit blanket and pull it around Clint's shoulders. "Did you just call me doll?" Clint asked, half opening one eye to look at Bucky. "You don't like it?" Bucky asked, carefully studying Clint's reaction and running his hand through the older boy's hair at the same time. Clint shook his head, nestling his face into the crook of Bucky's neck and basking in the warmth of his body and the soft blanket around his shoulders. "No, I just didn't expect it, I guess." "Such a sweet boy as you are should get to be a little doll sometimes," Bucky decided, running his fingertips over Clint's scalp. "You deserve to be treated right and taken care of," he added, after a moment of comfortable mutual silence. "Don't think I've forgotten what this is all about just because you're fucking magic with your hand," Clint mumbled, eyes still closed and arms wrapped almost possessively around Bucky's waist now. "I know," Bucky muttered, hooking his left arm under the edge of the blanket a little awkwardly to pull it higher over Clint's shoulders without letting go of his hair. "Don't worry about me right now." "You're my roomie," Clint complained weakly. "I always worry about you." "You're too sweet to me," Bucky sighed, brushing a soft kiss into Clint's hair. He wasn't sure if Clint fully knew what he was saying out loud and what he was thinking, while Clint had simply decided to go into a very fluffy offerance to try and further his plan to get Bucky to drop his walls. "You're the one who goes around calling other guys dull," Clint chuckled. "Not sure if I qualify as the sweet one here." "Yeah, whatever," Bucky chuckled, shifting more of Clint's weight onto his good leg, but stopping him from moving when Clint tried to pull back and move. "Nope, you stay right where you are," he growled without heat. "You want me to do this, then trust me that I can take care of you too." "I do," Clint all but whined, "but I don't want to hurt you." "You're okay," Bucky promised. He sighed, resting his head on Clint's and closing his eyes to breathe against the pain. "I'm right and this is hurting you," Clint said, not moving this time. "But you don't want it to stop, because this is the first time you're letting yourself have this." Bucky nodded against Clint, taking a shaky breath, but ultimately not answering verbally. "Will you sit on my lap if I promise that I'd enjoy that at least as much as this?" Clint asked, still not raising his head, but going back to softly kissing Bucky's shoulder. "Give me another few minutes of this," Bucky muttered, wrapping his arm around Clint's back again. "It's been too fucking long." "Mm-hmm," Clint hummed, sucking a faint bruise just above Bucky's collarbone. "You're very comfy." Bucky chuckled softly, loosening his hold on the other boy a little and starting to trace patterns in between the tactile marks and scars on Clint's back. "You taste good too," Clint added quietly, tucking his head back against Bucky's neck. "I could get used to this." "Me too," Bucky breathed into his friend's hair, but it was easy to tell now that he was quickly approaching the line of how much his body could take. "So if I agree that we should do this more often," Clint said, slowly and carefully sitting up and cupping Bucky's face, "and if you agree that we should do this more often," he softly traced his thumb over Bucky's skin, tilting his head to study the younger boy. "What's the reason that you're putting yourself through this pain when you can just have me like this anytime you want?" Bucky closed his eyes, leaning into the touch and taking a slightly shaky breath. "I won't treat you like you're broken, Bucks," Clint said, softly moving Bucky's arm from his back so he could shift most of his weight off Bucky's lap. "But I won't do stuff that clearly hurts you either." He blushed, then chuckled. "I mean, unless you're into kinky stuff, but, well, that's a different thing, right?" "Idiot," Bucky chuckled, rolling his shoulder and rubbing his hand over his left hip, slowly massaging the tension out of his aching muscles. "I like being close to you, and I really like whatever kind of magic you've just done," Clint continued, a little smirk still in his voice and expression. "I wouldn't say no to doing that again." He carefully rested his hand on Bucky's residual limb, watching his friend's reaction to make sure he was comfortable with the touch. "But," Bucky asked, sighing worriedly. "Well, but a bunch of things, actually," Clint chuckled, cupping Bucky's face with his free hand and softly resting his forehead against Bucky's. "You're in pain, and I don't like that. I like when you're comfortable and get to enjoy what I'm doing." Bucky nodded reluctantly, but didn't say anything. "Then, you see, we already did that thing, and you are still not actually naked. I don't like that either," Clint grumbled, looking down between them at where Bucky was still bulging in his briefs. "And when I'm sitting on your lap, changing that will be kinda difficult, you know?" This time, Bucky gave a small chuckle, which earned him a sweet kiss. "Besides," Clint trailed a hand over Bucky's chest. "This was about me taking care of you, Bucks." "This was about me trusting you, Clint," Bucky disagreed. Clint chuckled, blushing a little. "Yeah, okay, you're right," he admitted. "I do trust you," Bucky said, trailing his hand over Clint's chest and tracing his finger along one of his top surgery scars. "I trust you too, Bucky," Clint answered, catching Bucky's hand when he tried to pull away again. "And I still want you. I want you, just like you are." He carefully ran a hand over what was left of Bucky's leg again. "You're beautiful, and I want to show you that you still deserve just as much love and affection as you did before any of this." "I didn't think we'd get this far," Bucky admitted quietly. "Honestly," Clint said, softly running his fingers along the broad scar running up the inside of Bucky's thigh, "neither did I. But since we're already here, and you already got to take me apart and all... He slowly, carefully followed the rough mark up the inside of Bucky's thigh and pushed the fabric of his briefs up as far as it would go. I feel like it'd only be fair if you show me what else you're hiding, don't you think? That scar doesn't just end, Clint, Bucky answered, nervously licking his lip and running a hand through his hair. They don't tend to do that, no, Clint shook his head. They tend to just keep going, he muttered, trailing his fingers over the black fabric, then softly cupping Bucky through his briefs. The gentle but determined touch sent a faint shiver through the younger boy, making Bucky hum his interest. Seems to me like it's working just fine, don't it? Clint winked. He cupped Bucky's face again and pulled him into another kiss. Please? But don't be disappointed when it's not what you want to see, Bucky sighed, shifting his weight and pushing his briefs off his hips. As soon as his erection was free and could stand up properly, Clint made an equally surprised and delighted sound. Buck, you're gorgeous. Clint, Bucky started, but the other boy cut him off with a kiss. Shut up and let me enjoy this, Bucks, Clint muttered, one hand on Bucky's jaw to stop him from pulling away or looking down. I promise you, I'm not lying when I say that this dick is all I could think about for weeks. You can't even remember where your coffee is half the time, and you're telling me that you can focus on a thing you've never seen before for several weeks? Bucky raised an eyebrow with a soft laugh. Fair point, Clint admitted, laughing as well. But, well, every time I've seen a hint of it, I remembered how much I need it. And you don't mind that... Bucky trailed his fingers over the scar running from his leg across his shaft, almost up to the cut tip. No, I don't, Bucks, Clint sighed. Let's be real, nobody's dick is exactly perfect by medical book standards. Heck, mine isn't even real, and you don't mind that either, do you? Bucky shook his head, smirking weakly and teasing Clint's clit with one finger. Clint made an indignant sound at that, then sat up on his knees, pushing Bucky back into the pillows with both hands on his shoulders. Please, Bucky, he pleaded, almost starting to beg now. I really don't give a shit that you have scars. I care about you, and I like you, and I want you. Bucky was still hesitant, maybe even scared, but Clint could see that this more assertive strategy was working. Bucky's protective shell was breaking, making room for a more vulnerable side he rarely shared with anyone, but also giving room for wants and needs that he usually kept locked away for fear of getting hurt or rejected. Tell me what you want, sweetheart. Clint breathed, cupping Bucky's jaw and softly tilting his head up again. Tell me what I can do to bring that sweet smile back onto your face. I'm scared of having sex, Bucky muttered, almost too quiet to be heard. I'm scared it'll hurt more than it's worth. That's why you made sure to thoroughly rock my world with your hand alone, Clint asked with a slight teasing edge to his tone. Bucky looked up at Clint, worriedly biting his lip when he nodded. You don't ever have to do anything you don't want, hun, Clint assured him. If this becomes a thing we do, and we keep doing it, I promise I will never force you to do anything you don't want. If we just keep touching and kissing and biting, that's good. And if you do want to try something else, we can talk about that. We can talk about what we both want, and what we're worried about, and what we can't or simply don't want to do. He looked down at himself pointedly. I got stuff that I don't like or don't want as well. What's that? Bucky asked, frowning worriedly. Like, Clint hummed for a moment, thinking about an example. If I let you fuck me, I won't do it without a condom. Nothing about you, and not even predominantly about protection. I just simply don't like the idea of... He pulled his hand back, balled a fist, and sat back on his heels to regulate himself. I just won't do it. No cum in general, or... Bucky asked, frowning as he tried to understand. No, it's okay pretty much everywhere else, just not... inside, Clint answered, picking at a scabbed-over scratch on his knee. Stop that, Bucky scolded him without heat, batting Clint's hand away from his skin. Is that going to be a problem? Clint asked hesitantly. No. Bucky's answer was instant, and he sat up, resting his hand on Clint's knee. No. Clint nodded, still a little nervous from the thoughts and memories that talking about it had brought up. My leg hurts, Bucky admitted after a moment of silence that they both spent trying to calm their racing thoughts. I don't think I can. Bucky cut himself off, shifting to the edge of the bed so there was enough space for Clint to sit next to him. Can I lean against you? He asked carefully. I want to be close, but I just don't have the energy for anything elaborate. Clint just nodded, still a little short on words, and joined Bucky at the head of the bed. He sat up against the pillows the way Bucky had before, pushing them out of the way a little to make room for his broader shoulders, and then helped Bucky get comfortable half between his legs and half in his lap, his side and back pressed against Clint's chest and stomach, and his head resting tiredly on Clint's shoulder. This good? Clint asked when they had settled. He gently pushed a strand of hair off Bucky's face, the other hand resting around his back, and softly, but still almost a little possessively, keeping him in place where he wanted the younger boy to be. You're so warm, Bucky muttered, burying his face against Clint's neck and relaxing into his gentle support. Just don't fall asleep, pretty thing, Clint chuckled, trailing his hand over Bucky's chest. I want to watch you fall apart first, he muttered, softly grazing one of Bucky's nipples to coax a soft sound of pleasure from him on his way down. Then maybe you should stop promising all the wonderful things you want to do to me and just start. Before he could finish the sentence, Clint had already wrapped strong fingers around Bucky's length and started stroking him roughly a few times. But Clint, he exclaimed, surprised at the sudden stimulation. Bucky had sat up a little, grabbing Clint's leg and digging his nails into his skin in surprise. Ow, Clint half whined, half laughed. Sorry, I couldn't resist, he apologized, leaning down to soothe Bucky with a soft kiss at the same time as he slowed down his hand and loosened his grip a little. Did I hurt you? Bucky asked worriedly, trying to shift to see where his nails had marked Clint's skin as the older boy was still stroking him lazily. Stop it, I'm fine, Clint muttered, wrapping his arm around Bucky a little tighter to keep him from trying to wriggle away. You didn't even draw blood, and you're already covered in bruises, so... Clint shrugged, placing a soft kiss on one of the already forming bruises along Bucky's neck and shoulders. No harm done, I promise. Nodding a little reluctantly and wincing softly, Bucky relaxed back against Clint and tucked his head into the crook of his neck again. Tell me what you like, pretty boy, Clint whispered, softly trailing his fingers over Bucky's hip. This is nice, Bucky hummed, brushing a soft kiss on Clint's skin. Just... He shrugged, fully hiding his face again, just enjoying Clint's touch. Just go slow, Clint guessed, nodding when Bucky did. I'll be gentle with you, honey. He nudged Bucky's shoulder a little closer, pulling him in so he could lean down to softly nip at his neck again and make Bucky moan in surprise. Clint, Bucky whined, pushing Clint off of him, only to turn and lean his head to the other side. Ow, he muttered, wrapping his arm around his chest to rest on his side. This better? Clint asked, breathing the question against Bucky's skin. Yeah, Bucky nodded. My back is pretty shitty, so... He shrugged one-sidedly, but seemed to decide that he didn't want to think about it any more than he had to. No weird twisting and turning, Clint muttered between kisses. Got it. Told you I'm messed up, Bucky muttered without heat or even much of a convincing tone. Instead of answering, Clint just nodded, shifting both of them a little so he could reach around Bucky and take his dick in his left hand, and the other was free to roam and explore his skin. Between Clint's even and still almost lazy strokes and the hand and lips trailing Bucky's stomach and sides, chest, shoulders, and neck, he was quickly melting in Clint's arm. The older boy watched with a smirk, mapping all the places that made Bucky whimper happily or open his mouth in a soft, almost silent moan. A soft nip over Bucky's collarbone, a gentle twist of his nipple, or even a line of kisses along Bucky's jaw brought the most beautiful reactions. Most of the sounds the younger student made were too quiet for Clint to hear, but the picture he made, with his eyes closed, his forehead creasing a little, and his body tensing and relaxing in waves of pleasure, was more than Clint could have asked for. God, you're so fucking pretty, Clint muttered, sucking a dark bruise just below Bucky's jaw, pinching his left nipple between finger and thumb, and simultaneously turning his wrist just a little. The combined stimulation, the light sting of pain, and the mixture of sensations all over were almost too much all of a sudden. Bucky was digging his fingernails into Clint's thigh again, breathing quickly and curling in on himself a little, as he started spilling his load over Clint's hand and their legs. "You're so beautiful to me," Clint whispered, letting Bucky ride out the sensation before reaching over to the nightstand for tissues. "You're a quiet one, hmm?" "Yeah," Bucky shrugged, blushing a little. "Sorry." "Hey," Clint tutted softly. "Don't apologize. It's sweet." He pulled Bucky into a soft kiss before he could apologize again. "Besides, that just means I won't miss anything when we have sleepy sex in the early morning, and I don't want to wear my hearing aids." That made Bucky chuckle, even as he whimpered a little with overstimulation when Clint wiped away the last of his cum. "You're already making plans like that, hmm?" "Don't you think I'm ever going to let you crawl back into that stupid shell of yours?" Clint scoffed jokingly. "I've seen how confident you can be now. You can't hide anymore," he teased, softly running his hands over Bucky's side and chest once he had thrown the tissues into the trash can next to the desk a few feet away. "You're my treasure now." "What's that? You a pirate now?" Bucky chuckled, but he let himself be drawn into a long kiss at the same time. "Maybe," Clint muttered into the space between their lips. "I can be almost anything you want, you know?" "I want you," Bucky admitted before he could think about it too much. "I want you to make me feel like this every day." "Confident like this?" Clint asked, then teased over his nipple a little too roughly for how sensitive Bucky still was. "Or spent like this?" Bucky whimpered again, trying to wind away for a second, but relaxing into Clint's embrace quickly again. "I meant confident, but I wouldn't complain about the other thing," he muttered, wrapping his arm around his chest protectively. "I think we can manage both," Clint chuckled, pulling the knit blanket he had dropped on the floor earlier around them again. "You're just too pretty when you're falling apart not to do that any time I get the chance." "You really think that?" Bucky asked, looking up at Clint and pulling the blanket over himself clumsily. "I do," Clint nodded, fixing the blanket to cover Bucky more fully. "I think you're gorgeous, and you only get prettier when you drop all your walls and let me take you apart." "You really think my voice is pretty?" Clint asked, a few minutes later, when they were lying next to each other in the narrow bed and had pulled Bucky's proper blanket over them as well to keep warm as the dorm cooled down in the evening. Chuckling and still smiling a little dorkily, Bucky turned to lie on his good side so he could properly face Clint. "That's the part that stuck with you." "The last time I heard my own voice, I was a little girl, Buck," Clint sighed, shrugging, unsure of how to explain the kind of dysphoria he had about the sound of it. "Now it's more the vibration of it, more a feeling than a sound, you know? And I know that I can pass and that I don't get funny looks when I start speaking, so..." He just shrugged again. "Your voice is very nice, Clint," Bucky told him, softly resting his hand on Clint's throat. "It's rich and smooth, it's deep, and it's got that, well, Midwestern accent," he chuckled. "It's hard to describe, but it's stunning, and I'm pretty sure no one would be able to tell you're trans just by hearing your voice." Clint smiled, wrapping his fingers around Bucky's hand to keep him from pulling away. "Thank you," he whispered. "It's nice to hear that." The end.